All right, we're going to play Vampire, and then we're going to get the hell out of here. All right. Ready? It all began on a rainy Sunday in New Orleans. That's when our hero had the baby, the girl she would baptize and keep, who in turn would have a baby before she turned 18, who in turn went fucking crazy just trying to make ends meet, who in turn would take a day job but at night return to the streets. And we knew her as a vampire, the last one of our mold. We knew her as a vampire, all lost and all alone. And we were at St. Bonaventure on the day she sold her soul. The sky was dark and the summer breeze grew cold. In the day she was a research assistant for Professor McGee. He was famed for being a part of a growing suburban elite who rested on their laurels and some faint suburban mystique. Just like a vampire, she ran off on her own, straight through the sunshine to the darkness of a whoa. Thank J.D. Salinger for the endless stream of quotes. Every time she stumbled through his prose, she thought about some boy we used to know. Name was Chris Fasulo. He died in a war for the Empire, and they mailed his medals home. He cut a deal with Lucifer, who raised up all his bones, who dressed like the salamander in his multicolored clothes. But all in all, it was a safe suburban clone. Oh, and when you're a vampire, you're always on your own. When you're a vampire, they won't leave you alone. And when you're a vampire, they'll keep you on your toes. When you're a vampire, you're owned. And I've been
here like a vampire.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, everybody, listen up. Everybody,
Mike, relax.